Teachers, if you love to travel or would like to travel more often, then I have 4 hotel hacks that you're absolutely gonna wanna hear. Because I totally understand that travel should be fun, but sometimes it feels stressful because it is so expensive. But what if I told you there were 4 things that we could do to make travel less stressful, that could make travel more fun, that could make travel more reasonable under our teacher salaries? Because there are some really simple and strategic ways that we can save money that we are eligible for. And the cool thing about it is it's not complicated. In fact, these are hotel hacks that I have been using for over 10 years. And when I tell you they have saved me literally thousands of dollars, I'm not exaggerating. And if I can do it, I know that you can do it as well. In this episode, I'm going to unpack these hacks to make it really, really easy to implement on your next trip. These are perfect ideas if you're traveling solo, if you're traveling as a couple with your teacher BFF, or for the entire family. So if this sounds like something that you want to implement for your next trip, you're in the right place. Let's get into it. There is awesome in every single school day. Here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. Traveling is something that I love to do, and I love to do it often. And one of the top questions that I get on social media or with people in real life is, Monica, share your travel hacks. I love seeing you on these adventures and being in new cities and trying new foods, but like, how can you do it? Can you help me save money? And my answer is yes. And I'm gonna show you the exact path actually right now. In fact, I'm gonna start with my number one most favorite travel hack that we as teachers are eligible for. And I don't know why people don't talk about it more often. And that is the state government rate. As teachers, especially as public school teachers, we are actually employees of the state. I am a teacher in Illinois. Therefore, I am employed by the Illinois State Board of Education. And because I'm a state employee as a public school teacher, I am eligible, and you are eligible for the state government rate. And nearly every single hotel or hotel chain has a special rate for state employees. In fact, I have recently checked this to confirm places like Marriott, Hilton, and IHG, which are the 3 big players in the hotel game, all have options to book that state government rate. Now, I want to be really clear. State government rate is different from federal government rate. But if you go online and are booking directly through the hotel, which I always recommend, I'm not a huge fan of third-party companies because there will often be extra fees and extra things. And it makes it really difficult if you need to change your plans. So another, I guess, hack within a hack is book directly through the hotel. Using the apps of Marriott, IHG, or Hilton, and look for that government rate. in the apps, there is a space where you can check like lowest possible rate, or you can check government rate. And when you click that box, you are going into this portal of different rates that are generally lower. I always recommend doing lowest possible rates. Check for that, because sometimes there is something lower than the state government rate, but also checking government rate. And when you check that box, it opens up opportunities within the hotel that you want to stay at for cheaper rates. Now, the only thing that I want to recommend and highly suggest when clicking that is you need to also carry your government ID. For us as teachers, it would be your teacher ID, your teacher badge. If your school no longer prints those, then I have been asked before for like proof of employment. And I'll pull up my school district website and it shows my picture, it shows my name, and it shows the school district. The reality is that we are employed by the state because we are public school teachers. Therefore, we are eligible. This is something that I have done countless times. Probably 25% of the time, they don't even ask for an ID, but the other 75% of the time, they do ask for it. Every once in a while, they will be like, is that a government job? And you can politely say like, yes, I am employed by the state of wherever you are employed. I'm telling you, the rates are so different. I literally just got back from a trip where I was staying in the city for work. Okay. I was on a consulting job and the rate for government rate was around $220 a night. The non-government rate, if I wasn't a teacher, if I wasn't a state employee, was over $400. That's wild. Now, I will say one other thing. Speaking of that, sometimes a hotel will say state government on business. So for teachers, that would mean like, that you are booking a hotel and maybe you're going to a teacher conference. You would be eligible for that rate. You see that very infrequently. Most of the time it just says state government rate and you don't have to have proof that you are there as a teacher. You just have to have proof that you are a teacher. Again, that's very, very rare. In fact, I think the only place that I've seen that recently was when I was traveling in Hawaii. I did happen to be there for work, but it said specifically state government rate on business. But I'm telling you, like 99% of the time, it does not say that. So you would be eligible for that rate. Of course, if you are feeling nervous about this, it's always best to just call the hotel and ask. And I do want to remind you that like things are obviously always changing in the travel industry, but this is not like financial advice. This is, hey, I've done this. This works for me. This saves me money. And it's me sharing as a teacher friend. But you're always going to want to look at the specific terms and conditions for that rate. But that is my most favorite way to save money, the state government rate. But I want to actually piggyback off of that. I am a big planner, like early in advance kind of planner. If I know that I'm going to take a trip, if I know that I'm going to travel, even the possibility that I might travel during a certain date, I book that hotel. I book it, baby. And you want to know why? Is because oftentimes hotels sell out. Oftentimes, hotels don't have big events in the system yet. For example, if you're traveling to go to a concert and the concert is 6 or 8 months away, but you know that you're thinking about getting tickets to the concert, as we know, hotel rooms get outlandish when big events are happening. So I like to book early, but check often. Here's what I mean by that. If I know that this summer I want to go to Chicago and I have an idea of the dates that I want to travel, I will book that now, even if it's 3, 4, 5 months in advance. And I'm not sure if I'm going to officially do it. The reason why is because oftentimes you are going to get really good deals early. And so I do a fully refundable room. And usually you get like a 24 or 48 hour window that you can cancel in advance. So that means if I know that I'm traveling now, or at least I think I'm going to travel during that time, I book it now and I can cancel it 1 or 2 days in advance, no penalty. So I'm a big fan of fully refundable hotel rooms and I book it early. I currently have probably 6 trips in my Marriott Rolodex in my app of trips that I'm possibly going to take. I'm for sure going to do some of them, but not all of them. But I've booked the rooms. Because the next piece of this is book early, check back often. Because sometimes the rate that you book months in advance ends up going down, especially the closer that you get. Because maybe they were predicting their hotel to sell out during that time, and it hasn't. So they lower the cost, they lower the rates, and you can literally go back in, check to see if that hotel has gone down in price, and you can cancel your original reservation and book a new reservation as long as you're within the cancellation window. I did this recently as well. I always book thinking this is the most possible that I can pay. Let's say I'm going to New York, for example. New York City travel is super expensive. But I found a hotel that I wanted to stay at in the location that I wanted. And I saw that the room under the government rate was $425 a night. I don't like that. That's expensive. But I knew that I was going to book it early and that was the most I was going to pay. So then I set a reminder in my phone. And about a month later, I go in and I check those exact same dates in that exact same hotel. Well, it had gone from $425 a night to $400 a night. Hell yeah. That's a $25 savings per night. So I canceled the original reservation and I booked a new one under the lower rate. Well, then I checked back a few weeks later. That $400 rate had gone down to $359 a night. Hell yeah. I canceled the other reservation and I booked a new one, now saving nearly $50 a night, and I continue to do that until I reach my cancellation window. To be clear, the original rate of a hotel that I was going to in New York, $425. The rate that I actually ended up paying, $250. Again, kind of expensive, not my most favorite, but for New York City, a walkable hotel from New York City's Times Square and New York City's Central Park, I ended up getting a state government rate and ended up saving so much more money because I booked early, checked often. Put that shit on a t-shirt, okay? That is a hack for teachers right there. Book early, check often. Love that. And here's what I will say. If you are loving these travel tip ideas about hotels, I have another tip for you that you can get free flights and discounted hotels by going all in on a certain airline. In fact, I pledge allegiance to Marriott Hotels, but I also pledge allegiance to Southwest Airlines. And when I tell you that I haven't paid in cash for a flight on a Southwest flight that I travel for leisure. In close to 10 years, I'm being serious. And that's because I use the Southwest credit card to accumulate points all year long. And then I use those points to actually pay for the flights for free. Again, this is not financial advice. I am not saying that a credit card is for everyone, but what I will say is I did an entire podcast episode about how to fly for free on Southwest. If you are listening to this episode and you want to also fly for free and accumulate tons of sky miles, then send me an email, shoot me a direct message on Instagram or Facebook or somewhere on social media, and I will get you the newest possible, best possible offer so that you can get these points too. I'm a huge believer in travel hacks and flying for free and staying in hotels for free. And it's really all about knowing the points system and using those strategically. I always say we have to buy gas, we have to buy groceries. Might as well fly for free because of it. And that's just about being strategic and being smart about credit card usage. And that's why I love the Southwest credit card. So if that is interesting to you and you want more information about that, seriously, shoot me a direct message and I can help you with the flying components of travel. But what I want to continue talking about at this point are the other two hotel hacks. We've talked about that government rates, that state government rate that we are eligible for. We've talked about how you should book early but check back often. But I also want to talk about kind of a sneaky hotel hack that honestly causes quite a bit of stress, especially for families. I don't know when the last time that you have traveled is, but I will say that one thing that a lot of hotels are doing, and they're not really advertising it, is getting away from a free breakfast. A lot of hotels are saying, we are going to upcharge for a breakfast, or we are going to give you a voucher, but it doesn't really include breakfast. And this can add a substantial cost, especially if you're traveling as a family. I don't know about you, but like when I was a kid and traveling with my family, my parents highly encouraged us to fill up on hotel breakfast. You want waffles? Yes. You want bacon and eggs and sausage? Yes. You want a glass of orange juice? Yes. You want to put a little box of Cheerios in your pocket? Do you remember when the mini boxes of cereal were a thing? Now they're in the plastic containers, but my parents were like, yeah, put those Honey Nut Cheerios in your pocket. Yeah, you want to sneak a little Danish, okay? You want to put a little Danish in your pocket for later? Wrap it up in a napkin, okay? So the strawberry doesn't get sticky in your pocket, but it's a hell yes. I am telling you, the breakfast savings at a hotel can be big, but we really need to start being aware that a lot of hotels are getting rid of that. And they don't always advertise it. It might say hotel breakfast, but is it actually free? I was just at a hotel the other day. It was a $21 charge for an adult to eat breakfast and $14.99 for each kid. Now, when I'm traveling by myself, that's not really important to me because I'm a coffee drinker. I'm not a morning breakfast eater. I just am not a breakfast person, okay? And so had I been traveling with family, I would have been like, my God, that's nearly $100 just for breakfast. So I tell you that because I want you to just be hyper aware of some of the changes that are existing in certain hotels these days. But speaking of that, there are also still a number of hotels that will do like a happy hour or hors d'oeuvres or a special like VIP club access room. And that might not be for breakfast, but they're doing it a lot at night, especially, for instance, if you are traveling during the week. Okay? If you're traveling during the week, so specifically Monday through Thursday, a lot of hotels are offering like a business happy hour. And that might not sound like that's helpful for families, but a couple of years ago, I intentionally booked one of these hotels that was a little bit higher rate because I knew it was a nice happy hour. It was at a Marriott Renaissance Hotel, and I knew that they were going to have soda. I knew that they were going to have beer and wine. I knew that when it said snacks, these were like nice snacks. These were like meatball sliders. There was the charcuterie boards. There was like mixed nuts and popcorn and soft pretzels. And I thought, well, this could be a huge savings. Because depending on the age of your kids and depending how much you actually eat for dinner, like going into this room, and hell, just if everyone got sodas and snacks, that could save your family hundreds of dollars in just one night, especially if you're in a bigger city. So that's something to think about. I know other hotel chains, Drury Inns are kind of another one that are known for that. The Residence Inn by Marriott often will have happy hours as well. So again, a way to save money if you're being strategic about what you want to do, how you want to eat, and how you want to save. But I have one more. The fourth idea that I want to share with you for a hotel hack is this. Don't be afraid to ask for hotel credits. What is a hotel credit? Well, you see this a lot in bigger cities, or especially like what would be considered vacation destinations, where it's more than really just like a hotel. It's more of like a resort style property. The type of property where there is maybe a restaurant or two on the property, or a bar or a lounge on the property. And so oftentimes those hotels, those bars, those swim up pools are actually owned by the hotel. And so what happens is they have credits that are available to give to guests. Dead serious. I'm using my own hacks. I recently was in Miami, Florida. This was a trip for leisure, for fun. It was more of a resort style place. The amenities that they had were super expensive, but a lot of them were included. But I was kind of not feeling good about the rate. And so I reached out personally to the manager and said, hey, I noticed that you don't have a state government rate. Is that correct? So I said, you don't have a state government rate. I'm a state government employee. Is there something that you can do to give me a lower cost? So I just emailed the manager and straight up asked. She said, there is not. And I said, no worries. There are a couple of restaurants on property that I would like to go to. Would it be possible, if I can confirm that I'm going to do this, I'm going to book with you guys, that I get resort credit, a daily resort credit that I could use for the bars or restaurants? And I got a yes. I got a $50 hotel credit per day. Hell yes. That was a $200 savings simply because I asked. So one of the days, ate by the pool. I'm not a big eat by the pool kind of person because it can get very expensive. But if it's going to be free, I'll eat by the pool. I'll get a burger and maybe a margarita by the pool. That day, I ate and drank by the pool for free. One of the days, I ate in the hotel, which was a really nice Mexican restaurant, like an authentic Mexican restaurant, ate that dinner for free. One of the days, I used my hotel credit at the beach because they had like beach burgers and beach nachos and beach Bloody Marys, hello, okay? And did that, and it cost me no additional. So yes, I was paying a bit of a higher nightly charge at this hotel, but I was getting some really cool perks that made the trip feel special and honestly took away a lot of the teacher guilt that sometimes we have when we are spending money and doing nice things for ourselves. Teacher friends, those are the four hotel hacks that are gonna save you so much money. That government rate, that booking early and checking back often, that double and triple checking that your rate includes a breakfast or perhaps a VIP lounge for a happy hour, and also not being afraid to ask about special discounts, hotel credits, and ways that you can save money. Teacher travel does not have to be stressful. Teacher travel can be full of fun and also full of savings if we are doing the things that I am describing in this episode. I am confident that if you try these out and implement these, they are gonna make your travel experience better. As always, if you have any questions about any of the things that I discussed in this episode, do not hesitate to reach out, shoot me a direct message. But when it comes to teacher travel, teacher flights, teacher hotels, I got your back. As a reminder, this episode is streaming on all of your favorite podcast platforms, and new episodes get dropped every single Sunday night, so you are ready for your commute to or from school on Monday. I'm so excited to hear about what you think of these ideas, and I just want to thank you for listening to this episode. But most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.